Hi, thank you for calling the Depot Provera helpline. My name is Jaden. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, I have a potential new claimant on the phone to transfer to you. Her name is Kelly. I just sent the information over. K-E-L-L-I-E. And it's McKinney, M-C-K-I-N-N-E-Y.
Awesome, thank you.
All right, can I go ahead and transfer?
Yes, all good. Thank you.
All right, Ms. McKinney, you're in good hands. I'm transferring you now.
Okay, thank you so much. You have a great day.
You're welcome, you too.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Jaden. This is on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depot Provera lawsuit?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And did you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
Yes, sir.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for the specific matter or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes, sir.
And who would be filing this claim? Is this for yourself?
Yes.
And are you a resident of the United States?
Of the United States?
Yes. Are you a resident of the United... Oh, sorry about that. And then I just to confirm, are you a resident of the United States?
Yeah.
Perfect. And then after using Depo Provera for at least 1 year, what were you diagnosed with?
Meningioma, a brain tumor. My tongue get tired. So bear with me.
I'm so sorry. And then you said a meningioma?
Yes.
And what was the date of your diagnosis?
April 3rd, 2007. Yes.
And what is your date of birth?
My date of birth is 2/13/1973. Yes.
And date of diagnosis is 04/03/2007?
Yes.
And do you know if anyone else in your family was ever injured after using Depo Provera or had like a similar experience as you?
No.
Perfect. And did you use, consume or use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes.
And did you use the name brand Depo Provera prior to switching to the generic version for a minimum of 1 year?
Yes.
Perfect. And did you use Depo Provera? I'm sorry. Did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
And did you have at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes.
And did you use Depo Provera between January 1st, 1992 through to the present date?
Yes.
Got you. And when did you start using it and when did you stop using it?
I started January 2001 and I stopped in March 2006.
And you stopped in March of 2007?
Yes.
So of January of 2001 all the way to March of 2007?
Yes.
And can you confirm your gender for me, please?
I'm a female.
Perfect. And then can I have the spelling on your first name, middle initial, and then the spelling on your last name, please?
All right. It's Kelly, K-E-L-L-I-E, D as in dog, McKinney. M-C-K-I-N-N-E-Y.
M-C-K-I-N-N-E-Y?
Yes.
And then the first name is Kelly, K-E-L-L-I-E.
K-E-L-L-I-E, yes.
And then this next part is for HIPAA and identification purposes. Can I have your full social, please?
587-279923.
587-279923.
Yeah.
Perfect. And then the email I have on file is kellymckinney478@yahoo.com.
Yeah.
And then the main phone number I have is 662-285-7825.
Yes.
And is that a mobile, home phone, or both?
It's a mobile.
And then can I have your full home address, please?
4504 Penderville, Penderville Road, Ware, Mississippi, 39772.
And I'm just going to read this back to make sure I have it correct. 4505 Penderville Road, Ware, Mississippi, Choctaw County, 39772.
It's 4504.
4504?
Yes.
Perfect. And then it was Penderville, Penderville.
Yes.
And then do you know the name of the doctor that, or the name of the hospital that you were diagnosed at?
When I, it was Oshner's.
Oshner?
Oshner's Rush Health in Meridian, Mississippi.
Oshner Rush Health in Meridian, Mississippi?
Yes. I was there, and I used to get the injections in Ackerman at the Family Medical Clinic.
That was for the depot injections?
Yes.
Okay, and then so for the diagnosing for the meningioma, it was at 1314 19th Avenue, Meridian, Mississippi, 39301.
Yes.
Perfect. And then the phone number I found online is 601-483-0011. And then can I have the name of the doctor that treated you, please?
Dr. Ruth Fredericks.
Dr. Ruth Fredericks.
Mm-hmm. And for, go ahead.
And then do you know the name of the doctor that treated you?
Dr. Ruth Frederick was my neurosurgeon.
And so he was diagnosing, and then what about for treating? Do you have, was there any other doctor that would have treated you?
Yes, for radiation therapy, it was Dr. Dwight Cady.
Dr. Dwight Cady, was that out of the same hospital?
Yes.
Dr. Dwight S. Cady, K-E-A-D-Y?
Yes.
And then can you confirm the spelling on the last name, please?
K-E-A-D-Y.
And then what was the name of the hospital? Or so it was the same hospital, correct?
Correct.
Perfect. And then was there a pharmacy that you were sent to?
Oh, I can't remember. Is that a problem?
No, not at all. I just want to confirm and see if there is. I mean, if there is one, we can put it down. But do you know if they gave you?
That's been so long ago till I can't remember, and I don't want to tell you something that's not correct. I'm trying to be as correct as possible.
Yeah, I get that. And do you have any prior cancer diagnosis? Sorry?
No, I do not.
Okay, perfect. And then, so there was no pharmaceutical?
You mean what, medicine or?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not understanding what you're asking.
Oh, I'm sorry. So if, like, afterwards they were told you were told to go, like, a pharmacy for, like, medicine or anything like that?
I can't remember.
Okay. And so you can't really remember if you were going to a pharmacy after, or if
I can't remember going to the pharmacy afterwards.
Do you know if
I can't remember right now. It probably was.
Okay. And so the diagnosing doctor I have is Dr. Ruth Fredericks out of Ochsner Rush Health.
Yes.
And then the treating doctor I have is Dr. Dwight S. Cady, also out of Ochsner Rush Health.
Yes.
And then the address I have is 1314 19th Avenue, Meridian, Mississippi, 39301.
Yes.
And are there any other medical notes we can put down?
None that I can, recall.
And do you have a copy of your medical records?
Not with me, but I can get them.
Okay. And when you do get them, would you be able to provide them by mail or electronically or both?
Yes.
And then for this last part, we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. The emergency contact, do you live with them or not live with them?
I would live with them.
And then can I just have their first name, phone number, and relationship to you?
All right. Onassis, O-N-A-S-I-S, McKinney.
O-N-A-N-S-I-S.
O-N-A-S-I-S.
S-I-S. And then can I just have her phone number and relationship to you?
All right. That's my spouse. 662-285-8644.
Got you. And then can I just have their email?
He doesn't have an email address.
Okay. No worries. I'll just put yours, if that's okay.
Okay.
Awesome. Just 1 second. Okay. I'm going to send over these documents. They're going to come through to either text message or email. Just let me know as soon as you do get them, okay?
Okay. I'm currently at work, so when do you need them?
I'll walk you through them really quickly right now. It should only take like 5 minutes. Just let me know as soon as they do hit your inbox.
Okay, hold on. Let me go to my email.
No worries. Yeah, whichever one's quicker. I just have to confirm all the information on there is accurate to you. So it should only take like 2 to 5 minutes.
Okay.
Just let me know as soon as you do get to the DocuSign link. As soon as you have clicked, it's going to take you to a page that asks you to review and act on these documents. Just click continue through.
All right. Wi-Fi is kind of slow, so bear with me, okay?
No worries. Take your time. Just let me know when you're on the actual documents themselves. It's going to say Depo Provera Litigation on the top.
Okay.
And then when you're there, you're going to see a yellow start sign. Just click on that.
Okay.
And then it's going to have you adopt a few signatures throughout. As you do this, just make sure all the information on there is accurate to you. So like name, addresses, date of birth, social. Just make sure everything on there is accurate to you. If anything is misspelled or inaccurate, I can resend the documents immediately.
Okay.
And yeah, just take your time. You can also print these documents, and if you have any questions, just let me know.
Okay.
And then whenever you have finished signing, I will double check everything.
Okay. We did begin in a row.
Yeah, if anything at all is misspelled, just let me know.
Okay.
Or if like any of the numbers on the addresses or date of births are wrong, just let me know.
All right. Okay.
Oh, was everything, were you able to finish the documents?
Yeah.
Okay. And then just let me know as soon as you have sent them back, and then I'll look them over.
All right.
And then I'm just going to
double check. All right, I have sent them back.
Awesome. I'm just going to double check everything on here is accurate to you. I'm going to go over the spellings of Kelly, K-E-L-L-I-E, D. McKinney, M-C-K-I-N-N-E-Y.
Yeah.
Address is 4504 Penderville, P-E-N-D-E-R-V-I-L-L-E, Road.
Yeah.
And that's Wire, Mississippi, 39772.
Yes, where, Mississippi?
Where? Very sorry. And the date of birth is 02/13/1973, and the full social I have is 587279923.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to send you a text from my personal number. It's going to have my name and my office hours on it. So if you have any questions between now and when the attorneys reach out to you, you can reach out to me. Yeah, do you have any questions before I let
All
you
right.
go?
No, not at the moment.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your time. And again, I'm very, very sorry about your experience. If you have any questions, just reach out to me.
Thank you.
Of course. Thank you. And have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.